Was it Bert? Hey, good news, Shane. Tennessee is no longer the most embarrassing program in the SEC. Happy New Year to you and the cousins.
Happy New Year, brother. I guess Marler will not be joining us today.
Let me see if I can get him on here. But I think he's crawling in a hole right now. He ain't coming out for a while.
Damn, Mike. I was wrong. I tried to figure out, I was like, is it Alabama that just sucks, or is Indiana just that good? And I don't know, brother. Indiana looked pretty damn good. Looked pretty damn good. All phases, both sides of the football. It was nice to see a running game. Maybe they could have took some notes there to see what it was like running the football. But Alabama just, oh my gosh, they got destroyed, man.
Right, and you're... utter confidence in Alabama that Indiana was going to – that's what gave me the confidence to go on Paul Feinbaum and say Indiana's going to whoop Alabama's ass. So thank you, Shane.
You're welcome.
Your streak of missing all the playoff games shall continue. So, again, remind the cousins because we got Georgia Ole Miss coming up here.
Yeah.
Maybe let them know who you're picking so they can run over to my bookie and fade your pick here.
Georgia by 2 scores. So, yeah.
Congratulations, Ole Miss, on getting it done.
Oh, man. I'm watching this. And actually, yesterday, shout out to Miami just playing an outstanding game. I'm just sitting there thinking to myself, you know, Miami almost didn't make the playoffs, right? And I'm not saying that to shit on the ACC or anything like that, but I'm saying we wasted spots. For a JMU, we wasted spots for Tulane even. You know, it just it feels to me like, man, we could have potentially even had better games on here, you know. So, man, this playoffs, it's not over. I'm not over it. We're going to lose, obviously, one more SEC team here tonight. But whoever wins, man, I'm putting all my chips on them, man. This is all we got.
Hey, shout out Jacoby. He says Cousin Shane's diet about to start on January 2nd after this game.
Man, making it tough. You know, here I am. I try to eat better, you know. I went golfing earlier, played the best round of golf in my entire life, Mike. I was like, you know what? This is our year, baby. And then we just get our asses handed to us by Indiana. I got to see Cignetti on the sideline. They'll talk about his eyebrow for 30 fucking minutes. It's like, golly, can't we not kill this team already? But, hey, shout out to them. They got a hell of a football squad, and they're moving forward.
All right, so which SEC team's going to hire Cignetti?
Cignetti ain't coming down here. He's done talked so much shit about this conference. He's done. He's got to make – why would he, right? Why would you leave? You got a Heisman Trophy winner. You got potentially a national championship football team right now.
I think just the right one hasn't offered him yet. That's what I think.
But I just feel like it's something special when you could see a team like this that was just absolute garbage 3 years ago, you know? And you just – it shows you that college football has changed, and some people have adapted, and some people haven't. This is a prime example. Alabama did not adapt.
Right. Silver lining, Shane. Vandy lost, so no more miles added to the bowl. Hey! There you go. You got something going for you.
Yeah, got a little dicey there. Got close, but you are correct. Pavia is officially out of the SEC. He had a good run. Kudos to them and what they were able to accomplish over there in Nashville. And I don't want – that's the main thing. I don't want the negative that kind of circles Pavia, especially here at the end of his run, to overshadow how far Vanderbilt has come. I mean, there may be a scenario where we're talking about Vanderbilt in a couple of years like we're talking about Indiana right now.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this because I see it in the comments here, Shane.
Yeah.
Would Oklahoma – would they have given Indiana a better game?
Hell yeah, yeah. Alabama used it all. They used it all in Norman, right? We've done it before. We're like, they hammered down, and I don't know. I just feel like what's hurting both of those football teams is just not being able to run the football. And it blows my mind. You think of Oklahoma, you think of Alabama, you would believe they'd have no problem doing that, and they can't. And so because you can't, you become one-dimensional, and Indiana's going to expose you for that.
All right, so all jokes aside.
Yes.
Again, final score, 38-3. Indiana just whooped Bama's ass. Mm-hmm. Shout out Kalen DeBoer for kicking that field goal in the third quarter. He said, we ain't getting skunked. Not in the today. Rose Bowl. Is this more Indiana is an elite team, or is this more Alabama fraudsters?
Yeah, I think it's – can we not say both? Can we not say a little combination of both here? Alabama, there was some give up, Mike, in the Rose Bowl. There was some give up, and I felt like after that fumble, you know, which ultimately led to Ty getting benched, you know, I felt like there was some give up on that football team, and this is the wrong squad to give up on.
Do you think Kalen DeBoer ever wins a national championship at Alabama?
No, I do not. I do not. I don't see it, Mike. I don't see even Kirk Herbstreit said they're just existing on the football field. That's exactly right. They were placeholders.
Wait,
today.
He's got to get his guys in there.
I'm just saying, man. I don't see that fiery side of Alabama. I don't see a tenacious. One thing that you got to say about Indiana is just I saw – like they were out for blood, man, and that's the you saw it with Miami. It's like we've kind of gotten away from this physical football teams of elite defense play and establishing the run game because we're so focused on the next trick play and Ryan Grubb's bag. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like Alabama has kind of got to get back to the roots, and I don't know if Kalen can do that right now.
You know, it's funny how football. You know, it has waves, right?
Yeah.
And I think when was it? I'm so out of the loop on NFL. When the Eagles did the Eagles win the last Super Bowl? It was the tush push. It was like toughness.
Yeah.
Right, beating the Kansas City Chiefs, and now I think we saw that a little bit. I think we certainly saw that with Michigan, even though they were cheating, they were doing it, and now we're seeing Miami and these teams.
Yeah.
Do you think we're in a spot right now where everybody has been used to defending spread and you know, you want to get like, it's almost like the linebackers are like safeties now.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to go ground and pound like Miami, you ain't got a shot. If you got damn safeties as linebackers, they're going to get, swallowed up. Do you think we're in a wave right now where we're bully balls back to college football?
I hope so, right? I'd like to praise some offensive linemen again, And, I'm telling you, if you're a team struggling in a conference right now, I hate to say it, but I may look at that old wing T and say, maybe we bring it back. You know what I'm saying? People aren't used to it now. So, I'm joking, but I'm not. I feel like, establishing the run game, it sounds so old school. And something we always like to say, but man, I look at all the great teams, not only in this conference, but others that have really struggled to run the football, and they're the ones that are so inconsistent. Feels like the consistent football teams that are out there may not have the best talent, but they don't make themselves one-dimensional.
Right, and I just wonder, and again, maybe I'm just like running into a conclusion here that shouldn't happen, but with lack of continuity, not only with the coaches, but more importantly with the players, it's probably hard to develop an elite passing attack, and even probably it's hard to develop a really good defense. I know there's teams that could still have good defense, but if you run the ball, you're limiting defensive snaps on the field. You're basically simplifying the game.
Yeah,
and like Miami is a good example. If they can bully ball your ass. They can beat you as long as they don't make mistakes.
Yeah, and I just keep thinking about this game, man. Like Tennessee last year, we made it to the college football playoffs. We got so excited, but then we got our asses handed to us by Ohio State. That's what people remember. And I feel like nobody's going to remember that awesome game in Norman, Oklahoma. They're going to remember this one right here and the fact you did not belong. you know, and it's just so embarrassing. This whole postseason has been so bad for this conference, man. We need something good to happen. And unfortunately, one of them's got to lose tonight at 8 o'clock.
Are we a second tier program, or God for sale?
We're a basketball team. Is that what we are now? I heard somebody say volleyball. We're a volleyball league now.
How about the rushing difference in this game, Shane? Indiana 215. To Bama's 23.
Jeez Louise.
I mean, that's incredible. First downs, Indiana had 22. Bama had 11.
Yeah.
Average yards per play, Indiana 6.2. Bama 3.9. Now, in fairness, Ty Simpson got hurt, but, you know, he wasn't really doing anything that led you to believe he was going to rally the team or anything. They didn't even score when he was in there. And he led the team with rushing with 17 yards.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, if I had the NIL money, I'm writing checks today. I'm getting the biggest, baddest, ugliest guys up front on both sides of the football. That's what I want. I want the elite offensive line. I want an elite defensive front that's deep. You know what I'm saying? That's what I
want.
Forget the wide receivers. It doesn't matter. I mean, they're flashy. They're fun. They're exciting. They can do great commercials. But at the end of the day, man, if they don't have an opportunity to catch football because your quarterback's getting killed, I feel like, man, that's the biggest transition that needs to be made right now is building up some of these trenches, man.
And, you know, it's not for it. Every roster's unique, right?
Yes.
But let's look at some of the teams like LSU as a good example. Now, they probably have the money because of Kiffin and all that, they probably have all the money in the world. But maybe Auburn's another one. I'm just looking for places that need a quarterback, and they need an offensive and defensive line. I think what you're saying is you'd rather, not that you don't want a quarterback,
yeah.
But if a quarterback costs you $4 million, let's say that you can either have an elite quarterback or you can have an elite offensive line. Would you go offensive line?
Yes. And I know it sounds crazy, but you know, look at Mendoza. Right? They said he had to go to 17 camps. Nobody wanted him.
Right.
Diego Pavia. I mean, he went to five different schools till he finally got an opportunity in Nashville. So
right.
I maybe quarterback plays a little overrated, right? We went over to Tennessee. I know they had a terrible ending, and maybe this isn't the best example, but there was some really good games from Aguilar, and this was a backup quarterback to a shitty California team, right? So, yeah, I do think maybe quarterbacks maybe they're getting a little too much credit, a little too much praise these days, and we're forgetting the fundamentals of football. You have to have opportunities. You got to be able to move the football, and if you can't do that with those big uglies up front, it doesn't matter who's back here at quarterback.
Hey, shout out Darth Vaughn. Look at his comment. Just look at Kalen's office. He has no D-core running his program into D-floor, boot his ass out D-door, or keep him. I don't care. Go, Vols.
Yeah, keep him. That's the crazy part. It's like when you got to remember Alabama beat Georgia. You know, Alabama killed Tennessee. I feel like – but maybe that's just a team that got exposed, right? They finally found the flaws that they had, and here at the tail end of the season, Alabama really has struggled.
Right. Well, I'll tell you who has not struggled, Shane.
Who's that?
Legend, cousin JR has done it again.
Thank you, JR. He gets you. Trey Childry. Trey, welcome
to the family.
The family.
I'm more surprised Shin ain't in here. He's
probably drunk as hell, you know?
Yeah, I'm telling you, he's high on the hog right now, brother.
Celebrating
high on the hog.
Texas win is Indiana. He's got multiple teams. He ain't got time for us right now.
Oh, damn, there he is.
What did I tell you, cousins? What did I tell
You're
you?
Right.
Give me my flowers. For the win. We appreciate you, buddy.
There he is, man. Just like clockwork. I knew he was in here. He probably had trouble with the internet. He's like, damn, I can't get on there quick enough.
Let me tell you, is Indiana now, is that the team to beat?
Yes. I feel like Miami's great, right? I do like the – it's so funny. I mean, we're saying it. Elite defense, great running game. Those are my favorite teams right now. But, again, I'm partial to Georgia. I feel like – the fact they're still in this thing, you can't ignore them. So,
All right. Old May said, I've always said Indiana is an SEC program. Let them in.
Oh, shit. Well, we are in the upside down, right?
I can't wait for this guy to leave and then to go back into the toilet. You know, you know what's going to happen overnight.
I don't know, man. I mean, isn't he a top five paid coach right now?
Well, I know, but he's like 70 years old, too. You know, he's not going to be there forever.
I know. Where did he come from? You know, I mean,
I think JMU.
Didn't they say it's about the Antichrist? He'd come out of somewhere and we wouldn't know and we start praying. I'm not saying it. I'm not saying Cignetti's the Antichrist, but people are asking questions.
What would surprise you more? Now, this just came to me. He finished his career coaching at Indiana, or he's the next Alabama coach?
Oh, now that would be something, huh? I keep saying Cignetti wouldn't leave, but I feel like there's a couple of jobs in this conference. There's two jobs, maybe three at the most, that I feel like could be in play. But again, at the end of the day, it's about, I said it, it's about winning national championships. It's about making money, and he's doing both of that potentially up there in Indiana playing the Big Ten teams.
Right. Well, that's true.
Which are destroying all of our teams, except for Texas. Come on now.
Well, not Ohio State. Wasn't it glorious to see their ass get stomped?
Arch Manning, is it too early to crown him as potential Heisman next year? People are asking.
He's the favorite already, Jay. Shout out Paul Feinbaum. He's predicted he's going to win it. So there it is, you know?
Oh, dang. What a Yeah, somebody's asking about Oklahoma. Does this show how bad Oklahoma was?
Man, yeah. I can't believe it. 38-3.
Yeah.
A beating of epic proportions, Shane.
Not even close. Not even fun. Like, literally not even fun to watch. I took the dogs out during the Alabama drive because I knew it'd be 3-and-out. You know, I knew there'd be some sort of turn. I was like, you know what, guys? You've waited long enough. Let's go out. And he's like, Dad, don't you want to pause it? Don't need to.
Is this the day that Alabama's program is you know, nationally elite? Is today the day it died, or is this just a one-off?
No. I felt like we were kind of already there, right? You know?
Yeah. Like, I believe coming into the season, I can't remember their preseason ranking. But I think it was like, I think they were top 10. I don't know if you can recall, but I think it was like 8 or 9.
Yeah.
And I think it was the lowest they'd been preseason ranked in quite a while. Let me ask you this. Are they preseason top 10? I know so much can change, but what's your confidence in Bama being preseason top 10 in 26?
Oh, it'll be there. It'll be there.
You think? Just,
yeah. I feel like there's still a little bit of the ghost of Christmas past still involved here. You know, it's like, we know, right? They're talented. We know that they're gonna be in the mix for the college football playoffs. So yeah, I feel like top 10, maybe not, maybe 12, 13, somewhere around there. But
that's really what I'm saying. There's a big difference there, I feel like.
It really depends on the portal. How, right. You know, because we get enamored sometimes by what is acquired in the portal or how much we are able to keep in the portal. So really that's kind of what it's going to, but if they have a mass exodus, then all of a sudden I feel like we could have the argument that maybe they shouldn't be in the top 10 next year.
But Alabama's one of those teams, programs, Shane, where like I know they got money.
Yeah.
But two things. They've won a lot.
Yeah.
So how motivated are the big money people to give, and how much belief do they have in DeBoer to give it?
Well, I told you this many times. I feel like some teams in this conference have what's called a luxury tax, right?
Yeah.
And that's just the luxury of being good, being elite. They don't have to spend as much. They don't have to do as much to acquire talent. People want to be there. But I feel like that tax is getting less and less every single year. And this one right here, maybe the one that just kind of neutralizes them a little bit, makes them in the middle of the pack with everybody else, which would mean to step up, you're going to need some boosters to step up. You're going to need some home run hires, and I'm not convinced that they can do that because I haven't seen it in 2 years.
Yeah, exactly. But you know who will step
up?
All day, Trey. Yeah, about to be some fireworks in the old Sugar Land. Expect it to be a hell of a game. In Kirby, we trust. Go Dawgs. And he also gifted Shane 5 membership shout out all day, Trey.
Damn. Come
gifted
on, cuss.
MCP. He gifted Buzzkiller. Buzzkiller, what a name. Shane Parks, Mitchell Owens, and Pat Page.
Welcome to the family.
And then shout out our great friend, Cousin Glenn Warsaw, Shane. Gifted. Dun, 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 Danny Hines. Danny, welcome to the family. Uh-oh. Oh, shit, the money man.
He had money on Indiana.
He gifted 5. Shane, Pooh Bear, the prophet, cool name.
Thank you.
Fusion on YouTube. Peyton Brooks. Ole Miss 92 and Natty Dawgs.
Welcome to the family.
I don't know, Shane. I don't know. Well, Stephen Up says 11-4, not a bad season.
No, I get it.
For Bama, I feel like that's bad.
Yeah.
And I feel like maybe I'm crazy. You know how I like to overreact?
Yes.
I think this is the day DeBoer, I think he lost all goodwill. With the people that matter.
Yeah.
You know, I think he won it back in the middle of the year, and then they faded. So I'm not saying he's out or anything like that.
Yeah.
But if he doesn't put together a really good season next year, I mean, I just think this is gonna be every year with this guy. You know, is he gonna take his job? Is he gonna take that job? I don't know about this guy.
If let me ask you, if we could go back in time, if they would have lost against Oklahoma, do you think he took that Michigan job?
I hear a lot of people that believe he would have.
Yeah.
And he was the candidate. Now, I don't know that he had any interest. I really don't. But I hear he was the candidate for Michigan. But they weren't going to keep waiting and waiting and waiting. So,
yeah,
I don't know. I think Alabama's a lot better job than Michigan.
Yes.
But, you know, it's just the expectations, and is he cut out for this league? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I know who is.
Steven Up.
Always showing up for them Roll boys Tide. In Tuscaloosa. It's Steven Up. Roll Tide.
Thank you, Steven Up, for SEC Mike and Cousin Shane.
Happy New Year. Hell yeah. And I'll tell you, man, them Tide fans, it's tough to feel bad for him, right? You know, I feel like we still need a few more. And this isn't even a bad season. You haven't really hit that. You never have. Even when Nick left, I feel like, you know, maybe an 8-4, a 7-5, just to kind of liven them up a little bit down there. So they'll get there. Alabama always finds a way to get back on top.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know, Shane. I don't know. They haven't won a title since what? COVID, and even before that, 17. I don't count the COVID year.
Cignetti walks in, says, "Google me." You know, takes that job. Alabama's going undefeated every year. That bastard. God, right. I can't stand him on the sideline. He reminds me. I tell you every time, but the great outdoors.
Yeah.
He reminds me of Dan Aykroyd character there, you know, just fingernails on a chalkboard.
Wait, which one now?
Him and John Candy, remember the Great Outdoors? And Dan Aykroyd was the brother or brother-in-law or something like that?
I know of that movie. I need to revisit it because I don't remember it.
You'll remember it. As soon as you crank it up, you're gonna say, "Dude, that Shane nailed it." Dan Aykroyd, that is it. I just don't remember his name. Somebody, one of the cousins, probably will say it here in a second. But yeah, he. It's a great movie. One of the best movies ever. But Dan Aykroyd is Cignetti.
More unlikable, Shane. Urban Meyer, Cignetti, or Brian Kelly?
Cignetti. Cignetti. Yeah. And I hate Urban Meyer.
I got to put Meyer at the top of that.
Yeah. So Brian Kelly 3 or Cignetti 2?
I don't pay attention to Cignetti. So yeah. I put him number 3.
Okay.
Brian Kelly, we all know what happened at Notre Dame.
What about Hugh Freeze? I see somebody ask.
He's believe it or not, he's probably behind Urban Meyer.
Okay.
But not by much.
What about Lane Kiffin?
I don't mind Lane Kiffin. I think he did Ole Miss dirty is all.
All right. Maybe they're saying Cignetti's a one-hit wonder. Maybe that's the case. Maybe he's just – sometimes you just got a great team, you know? Sometimes you get lucky. You get the right things, the right time. You stay healthy. Yeah, I just think this schedule.
I just think it's a rough – it goes back to the SEC.
Yeah.
It would have been a good day for the SEC if, Ohio State and Indiana could have got eliminated in this round.
Yeah.
But instead – it's the worst loss of the playoff.
You know, it's funny you say that because that's what I was thinking. I was like, how many Big Ten teams are left? You know, how many SEC teams left? Just one.
Oh. Well, at least they have to eliminate each other in the next round.
I know.
But that means one's going to the championship.
It's going to be a good game. I'm looking forward to it. I told you it could be the best game of the weekend, and we've had some great games this week so far.
You're talking about the Sugar Bowl?
Yeah, baby. What about Arch? That reminds me. Did you see Arch Manning saying somebody asked him about his uncle going to the Citrus Bowl? And he says, nothing against the Citrus Bowl, but I don't ever want to come back here twice like he did.
I don't blame him. If they do that, it means they go into the playoff, of course.
Shane, no sugar. I figured Miami would have been in this one.
All right. Hey, any other thoughts on this game?
No. I mean, put some dirt on them, right? Let's move on. I'm interested to see what
biggest portal needs for Bama.
Quarterback. They need to get. Yeah. I don't know. Ty lost to
Shane. There's no shot in hell they get a quarterback.
Offensive line.
Ty Simpson.
Offensive line. Lance Hurd just went in the portal.
He did.
Yeah.
I missed that.
I guess some. Get some big uglies up front, man. You're going to need it. If you want to win, got to have it.
Huh.
Need more fat people. You know what I'm saying? I've been telling you that since day one, Mike. Not enough big boys out here.
Damn. You got me shook now with this Lance Hurd news.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who the hell's Tennessee going to have at left tackle?
Probably Lance Hurd. We're just wheeling it. We're just playing the game. But. Okay. I did say somebody put on there he's $1 to $3 million winning on three guys.
Give it to him.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Of course, he didn't look too good. He didn't. Look
I was going to say. I mean, Tennessee fans are like, be careful what you ask for, because he's great 95% of the time.
Did you see Cutter Bowley to the portal?
Yeah,
I mean, we got this. This portal's getting wild.
I was worried about Kentucky. That's a guy right there, Mike. You're not going to cost an arm and a leg, but can really be the guy. You know, I could see him, you know, pair him with some other NIL opportunities. He could really do something fancy.
Yeah.
I like the kid. I think he's great. Just, again, no offensive line around him either.
Okay. Well, hey, are we jumping back on here to do a watch party?
Yeah, I mean, I got nowhere to go. Okay. I mean, I'm going to be watching the damn game, so.
Right, so I'll set that up. So we'll give us a little bit of a little break.
Yep.
Just wanted to do a little reaction to the Rose Bowl Massacre, I'm calling it, Shane. What a disgraceful performance for the Southeastern Conference, and specifically Alabama. Shout out, Cousin JR, Stringer Phillips, Shin, Day Trey, Glenn Warsaw, it's Steven Up. So we'll be back here in a little bit. Watch party, Sugar Bowl, Georgia, Ole Miss. Remember, Shane's got every playoff game wrong.
Yeah. He's
picking Georgia.
By two scores.
Go bet Ole Miss and the boys. Be glad you did. Anything else, buddy, before we jump off?
No. I'm looking forward to it. And, yeah, Let me get some snacks, and I got count my. I'm counting calories, Mike, and I'm getting pretty close to the end here. So it's probably best that I did kind of hold up in this room for a little while.
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.